wants
Keep
to
going.
Join the kids in the garden. We could all go
out. How many
out?
Of you are struggling to sit quietly for a few minutes? At least a few are owning up to that. How many of you have it hard just to keep your mind on Jesus for a bit? Right? I entered into this process of centering
Our
prayer.
Our text this morning
with
is
a friend
very,
of mine.
Very
centering
familiar
prayer
text.
Is about
and
emptying your mind
month
and your heart of things
of
so
August,
that God has
we've
a place to speak
thinking
to you
about
and
how
space
we are the people of
God.
Life.
It begins with
and
imagining
I can't seem to
what
sit
God
long
might
enough
do
to
and
my
mind
with
and
empty.
For us. And
you
then
know,
we
we're
moved
only doing
into 20 minutes, and in that 20 minutes, I can go round and round and round on
to each
things,
other and
right?
open our hearts to
and
one another.
And the difficulty
and
is how
sometimes
Jesus
it's nice to
us.
Come and sit quietly
and then, of course,
here,
we move
to
transformation because once we let
here,
Jesus
right?
into our lives,
expecting to
our
get
lives
a word from
changed,
God this morning,
right?
you're expecting
once
that
we invite some
Jesus
singing
into our heart and into our
mind, and
then we're thinking and doing things
differently. So even when we come to worship,
and last week's was fruit, although I think it was more about
doing something,
the freedom to make choices. About who we will follow and what
Jesus
we will value.
Jesus invites us to come.
That's the freedom
and connect
we have
with
in
Jesus.
Christ.
How many of you
and when all of these things are put
Jesus
together, we
morning.
Start to bear
Some
fruit. Fruits
good.
Of the Spirit as
We're
well as
somewhere.
Other kinds of fruits
because
in the
I think with the busyness and the craziness and the burdens
and
that we have in our life,
this
sometimes
passage.
What gets lost
because
in the midst
we know
of that, right?
That all that
is
we have said and all that we are asked to do and all that we are invited into in Christ.
We don't have time to pray in the morning because we've got a whole list of stuff to do.
Or we're praying
so
on the run,
text
which
as
if you pray like I do on the run, that usually means that I'm listing a whole bunch of things I need God to help me with,
Jesus
and
says,
I'm not really listening
to
me,
where God
all
is taking
me or
weary,
pushing me or directing
and carrying
me,
heavy
right?
burdens. And I will give you rest.
I was visiting my friend Renee,
take
who
my
has
yoke upon
had her
you
surgery and
from
is
me,
on the road
for
to recovery
I am gentle
again.
And
she's going to have to do
heart.
Radiation, but she
and
says
you
thank
you
for the prayers.
For
she's
souls.
Grateful for the prayers.
For my yoke
but I would
is
invite
easy,
you to continue to pray. But
my
when I was with her, we were talking about her kids starting
this
school.
This is the word of the Lord.
And her youngest one, Asher, thanks who I think God. Is in second grade this year, was in first grade last year and didn't like school.
So I don't know about you, but I also really
difficult.
Enjoy the three-day weekends. Although
and,
when Sunday's smack
you know,
dab in the middle
was
of it, it's
home,
hard to kind of
you know,
really
upset
appreciate
me. He didn't
want
to go back
days,
the
right?
next day. And
but
so,
still,
of course, they had these conferences
I always look forward to a three-day weekend, particularly Labor Day, because I have lots
with
to
the
do.
Other kids' parents, and
which
then
kind of the teacher
decides the purpose of a three-day weekend,
buddy.
Right?
I mean, my list is
in
long.
All
I have bushes to cut
they
down.
Had to be
I
with
have grass
each other
to cut.
While they were working
I have
on
to
projects
vacuum
in
my
class.
Living room sometime,
and when they went outside,
I've got
they had
a
to
project
play with
going in the kitchen and a project
well,
going in the bathroom.
Asher,
and, you
this
know,
was a little
I'm sorting
a
through a
this
variety of things
than
to bring here for the you know for the savers project,
and he has a little bit of a
so. You know,
somehow
an anger
that three-day weekend
gets upset about
isn't
something.
So much about
and of course,
rest,
if he pushes
it?
Asher goes flying.
I long
you know,
for the
it's
days
not,
when
it's
my
not
family would go
thing.
To the shore.
And so,
for
you know,
the
it was
days.
Not easy.
You know, we'd
to begin
leave
with.
As early as we could on Friday,
but
and
they
sometimes
reminded Asher
we wouldn't
that
even
he had
come
some
back
power
to first thing Tuesday morning,
and he could speak
so
up
that we could get all that time at the shore.
And it was all
children started to figure out how to play and work with each other if they were going to be forced to be with
my parents, it was something altogether different.
I mean.
It's like a three-legged
race. It was not
race.
As restful because when
you
they got there, they had
other,
to clean
what
the house
you
and cut the grass. They had to
but
attend to whatever
to coordination
we were about
with
next,
each other.
Usually that meant fixing boats
easier,
and,
right?
and such
start
like
to
that.
Develop
so,
a rhythm.
I don't know. How many of you
and
are feeling like
that
three-day
thing
weekend
with Jesus
is about rest
sometimes
or is
we're
about getting
projects
and pushing
done.
Away
from
how many
Jesus
about
while
projects
Jesus is saying,
done.
Come to me.
See, we need to learn how to use these three-day weekends better, right?
The challenge,
sleep,
of course,
rest
is
your
we've
mind.
Got all this that's
if you
going
sit still
on during
for a
the week,
few minutes,
that
some
things on our list
your
get,
body,
keep getting
but
pushed back,
souls,
right?
I don't want to talk
need
about the dust,
the attention
dust
of Jesus.
To accumulate places because,
okay.
you know, sooner or later
so Jesus
they'll get
says, come
up,
to me.
So, walk with
as
me
I think about this text this morning,
I'm reminded that Jesus was
that
saying this
church,
to people like
you a
us
few moments of quiet,
who are crazy busy. You know,
but you can do that
these
out
are people
in your life,
work
too, if you would
on,
take
in
a few
moments
and
maybe
20
or 30 minutes,
raised families,
try it
taught
once
their
a week,
children,
and then build up
you know,
to it.
These
it's
are, this
a
was
discipline.
Not an easier time
let me just
life.
Say,
I
didn't
have
not
all the
successful
modern conveniences
with the centering prayer
that we have
yet.
That are supposed to make things easier, right?
But I'm working on it. I don't know about you, but if there's anything that makes my life more difficult and busy, it's my phone.
Pull you back into step with Jesus, because that's so the way our life gets.
We get all these new conveniences that's supposed to make it easier, but in fact, it just seems to suggest that we can get more done in less time.
I love the words of our prayer of confession today,
so we all
that
feel
reminded
that
us that
needing
Jesus
some rest,
wants
right?
us to be attending
how many
to the
of
things
you come
that
to
are important, not
just so that
everything
you can have
in the world.
Where you can sit
and yes,
still
I can pray for the concerns in Korea, but if I spend my whole
right?
day worrying
unless
about
of course
Korea
you're
when
the one
I can't
putting
the
do
coffee
anything,
together
right?
this morning, or you're the one that comes
that's
to open
really
the doors and put the signs
time,
out,
but if I attend
or perhaps
the
you're the one
Jesus
that
invites
you know,
me
is
into,
setting up
which
just
is
the relationship
you're
doing
the music,
day
I mean,
to day,
right?
and the concerns
so sometimes coming to
church
doesn't even feel that restful,
and the things that are happening in our
and worse yet, that pastor is going to get on our case about things we need to do as a church, so I'm going to
but
leave
the other
here
challenge
with more
for me
to
beyond
do.
Just the, do I have time for God? And yet Jesus
is
says,
needing
come,
to own up that I need God.
You who are weary and overburdened.
And I mean really need
does
God.
That describe anybody here this morning?
That I'm not going to move forward in life yeah. and enjoy life and experience
so
the abundant
question
life
is, how
if
does
I don't
yoking
open myself
ourselves
up to
what
Jesus
God has offer me
give us rest? Because you know the yoke... What the yoke was
Y'all
for,
been watching
right?
all the pictures on TV.
It was so the oxen could
Texas.
Get the work done.
It's like a car accident. You can't not watch it, right?
And yet somehow Jesus says,
but what I like now
join yourself
that we're seeing
with me
is the way people
are
stepping up to
assist
your
each other.
And the images I have
so,
in my mind right
kids
now
with the three-legged
are the
race,
ones
we
of
know
people
that when
carrying
we coordinate
children
and mothers
it makes
and
easier work,
grandfathers,
right?
when we work
you know,
in teams
out of
with
the water
one
to
another,
a place
the
of
work
safety,
gets easier.
Of chains of people,
to be quite honest,
you know, reaching
the
out into
the
floodwaters
to
get
they needed
one
to be
person,
fed.
Everyone
they
taking a risk
would take them
to
a
draw
place
that
of
one
shade
person
or
in,
water
and
so
I
that
feel
they could
like.
Relax
each of
before
those
they
persons
had to work again.
Who
so
was
it's
not
like
had to admit
Jesus
to it.
Now maybe when water is up here, it's a whole lot easier to say you need help.
Work.
Right?
It's also about rest.
But the reality is we
right?
all need help.
So I want to give
right?
you just a few moments.
There's all, we all are struggling
with
one
a
of those
lot
people
of things
that's good with
on
lists
our minds
and paper
and
stuff.
And on our hearts.
Find a corner
in
of your
our families,
bulletin and
write down the things
you know,
that are
in our schools
that are weighing
we're
heavy
struggling
upon
with
your
a lot
heart.
Of big things and small
offer
things.
Offer them up to Jesus
and
this
it starts
morning.
To get overwhelming.
Just
and
take
I'm
a
telling
moment.
You sometimes
you,
I
if you don't
like
need
I'm
to do it on paper and you just want to do it
anybody else
in a moment the prayer
treading water and I know doing your best
asking God
keep your head
things.
Above
things.
This morning it's about saying, God, these are the things that are on my heart
and this is the time when Jesus
mind.
Invites us
these are the things that are worrying
to fall
me.
Into step with him.
Maybe it's finances or employment.
And in falling into step with Jesus,
maybe someone
we start
in your family
to attend
or
to
your
the things
circle
that
is
matter.
Sick and struggling.
And let go of some of the
maybe
things
you're one of those folks grieving
that are
today.
Not
maybe
so
you're somebody
or maybe
the
just
things
on
that we
TV
can't
that are going on in
change
Texas,
or
and your heart
we're
just
too far away from
to wonder how
do
they're going to recover
about.
From this.
You know, the beauty of prayer
maybe
is that
Mike,
I can lift up to God people that are far away from me
oh goodness,
and know that God is
headed?
Attending to that, and so I can
but
let my hands
just
off
to take
of it
a few
for
moments
a while,
here.
Right?
And lift that
not
up
forever.
To Jesus, whatever's weighing
still important
you down
to know
today.
What's going
something
on in the world
work,
and what's happening
home,
to people that aren't connected to me.
Just take these next few minutes to do that.
But I can at least leave that for a time in God's hands so that I can attend to this. And sometimes I have to do that with the people that are close to me as well. Sometimes all of us have to do that, right? We can do as much as we can and then we have to say, that's as far as I can go. God, can you help? So part of what Jesus is inviting us to learn when we yoke ourselves to Jesus is to be humble. And to be gentle, not only with ourselves, but with each other sometimes when we're out of step. Humility is not something that comes easy to people, right? And yet Jesus calls us to fall into this step of gentleness and humility. These yokes that they would put on oxen, they work on them to make them a perfect fit. They sand them, they adjust them, they adjust the leather stripping on them. Because the better the fit, the better the animals work together. And so in the same way, we have to do that with our faith in Christ. We have to work on it. We have to smooth out those sharp places. We have to attend to those places that seem a little disconnected or loose. In order for that yoke between us and Jesus, that connection between us and Jesus, works for us and works for Jesus. Is this helping at all this morning? We were working at a workshop last Saturday about hospitality. And there are four stages that they invite you to think about hospitality. The first is welcome, and I hope this morning you felt welcomed here. The second is restoration. This should be a place where you feel restored and renewed, and later you'll be fed at this table so that you'll be filled and ready to go. The next step is for us to just learn to dwell with each other, to be connected to each other, to remember that these people are more than just random people in our lives. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ, people who need us and people whom we need. And more importantly, the last piece is sending. We need to send people back out into the world prepared for what's out there, strong enough, knowing that they're connected somewhere. Connected to Jesus, connected to this community of faithful people. I think this yoke is about that. This yoke, if we yoke ourselves to Jesus, there's this sense of Jesus welcoming us into Jesus' work and life, right? And if we yoke ourselves to Jesus, then I'm yoked to you. So I kind of have this image of a whole bunch of yokes kind of run together, right? And when we yoke ourselves to Jesus, there is some rest. Because two of us is easier doing things than one. I would invite you to think about this as a model for working in the church. And if you have a job or a task in the church, that you find one other person that will be yoked to you in doing that work. It's the model Jesus is setting up for us. To be gentle and humble with each other as you do that. You know, neither one of us is Jesus in that yoke. You're right? We're all trying to follow Jesus. Okay. The yoke of Jesus is easy because Jesus is the one leading us. Because Jesus is the one that will fill our souls and give us the rest and the renewal that we need. The yoke of Jesus is easy because Jesus has decided to work with us on the things that are important in our lives and in the community lives. The yoke of Jesus is easy because we're working on that relationship with Jesus constantly to smooth out those rough edges and those loose strappings and things. The yoke of Jesus is easy because Jesus knows when we're overwhelmed and will give us rest and renewal. So come this morning to the table and be fed and be renewed. Amen.